Good afternoon. An ocean storm continues to intensify well east and north of Cape Cod. As a result, a strong gusty wind has developed across the region, at times over 40 to even 45 miles per hour. Clouds that are left over will give way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon as the storm system lifts north into the Canadian Maritimes. And temperatures, along with that northwest breeze, will struggle and only reach the upper 20s and lower 30s on average. With the wind, it'll feel colder throughout the rest of the day. As the storm continues to depart to the north and east, winds will gradually subside tonight. High pressure will take over from the west, and skies will be clear, and temperatures overnight will drop back into the single digits and lower teens on average. This will set us up for a quiet day tomorrow with a good amount of sunshine in the morning. However, the next system will make an approach during the day, and clouds will be on the increase. Out ahead of this next system, the wind will flip around to the south and push our temperatures up to around 40. This system will arrive overnight Thursday night and into the early part of the day on Friday with a round of rain showers. It's possible that before sunrise on Friday, some places could go back below freezing and we could have some slick spots to start the day. As that system continues to push through during the day on Friday, we'll have a round of light rain and high temperatures will be near 50. A brief break in between storm systems on Saturday morning will have some sunshine, but quickly the next one will head our way from the Tennessee Valley. So clouds will be on the increase during the day Saturday, and there's a chance of rain by nightfall. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the upper 40s. With enough cold air being generated by this next system, it's possible that some places with some elevation could experience a pretty good wet snow overnight Saturday night and into Sunday morning. We'll have to keep track of this heading toward the weekend. Either way, it looks like valley locations will get a cold rain, and temperatures on Sunday will be back into the lower and middle 40s. We'll dry it out on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s, and staying in the 40s with a chance of rain and snow showers again by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings continue for a couple more hours for Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard. The powerful nor'easter moving up the coast during the day continues to produce heavy snow for the Cape and the islands, as well as wind gusts to 60 miles per hour. Snowfall accumulations will top out about 6 to 10 inches, with considerable blowing and drifting of the snow, along with low visibility. Further north and east, blizzard warnings continue for down east Maine from Bar Harbor up to Easton through midnight. 12 to 16 inches of snow can be expected in these locations, with wind gusts also to 60 miles per hour. Offshore waters east of Cape Cod are under a hurricane force wind warning. Winds associated with the storm could exceed 85 knots or up to 95 miles per hour today as seas build to 26 to 41 feet. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 below zero at Clayton Lake, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston snow winding down, still windy with highs in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 29, the record high 74 set in 1986, and the record low 2 above zero in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear, cold tonight with diminishing winds 5 below to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, remaining windy with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with diminishing wind and lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with diminishing winds and lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon, remaining windy with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with diminishing wind and lows near 10 above. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Any clouds will give way to sunshine through the afternoon, remaining windy with highs around 30. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight and lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, a bit milder near 40. Some slick spots on Friday morning with rain during the daylight hours, remaining mild with highs around 50. Any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds Saturday, chance of late-day rain in the upper 40s. Rain and some wet snow, especially across the high elevation Saturday night into Sunday, with highs on Sunday in the lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday in the upper 40s, and a chance of rain or snow showers Tuesday back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.